Blog Talk Radio.
She said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in a cut. Shorty looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm trying to turn. I so many blunts on the table. I told her ass to burn. Watch shotgun in the box, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kind of mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She trying to fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She trying to fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chilling in the club, and I'm sipping on my head. Get in the VIP like they ask what some kids
don't even want.
All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency.
Oh my God.
Scrolling through my Insta and shorty looking kinda nice.
Yo.
Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight.
Oh, yeah?
He slid me the Addy and told me that it's on site.
Oh, yeah?
Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right.
Like, oh,
everything
my God.
Was going good and then shorty just started tripping.
Wow.
Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I told her I gotta go. She said, I thought you loved me. I told her I could never love a hoe. Cause said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up.
You should be the nation.
I hate that.
Gloria. In there, you look so perfect. You seem so perfect. I hate that.
Yo, welcome everybody to Poetry Thursday, with your boy Radio Rail and your Genesis.
What's up everybody, how y'all doing tonight?
We have a few poets tonight. This first one that we have, a poet is also a rapper, so she will be on the show twice this week. She's on today and she will be on tomorrow from 10 to 11. Without further ado, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Kit Catastrophe and I am from Pennsylvania and I have two poems to read for y'all.
Okay, so what's up?
Go ahead.
I said what we do on the poetry show, we have to do a backstory on it and figure out why you wrote it, if there's a backstory, and just the names.
Okay, the name of my first poem, it's called Faded Soul, and me and my boyfriend, we both struggled really hard with addiction for a while, and I know a lot of people that struggle with it, and this is just about someone coming out of that and being able to earn back their life after addiction.
Okay.
All right, this is called Faded Soul. She was a rainbow of happiness, although she was alone. No parental guidance or family to call her own. She played hopscotch with the stars and sang with the moon. She wore daisies in her hair and her heart so pure and true. But there was an emptiness inside her she just couldn't shake, a longing for another. There began her mistake. She began searching for what she so desperately desired. Instead, she found something that burns hotter than any fire. She undresses the needle and seduces her skin with a syringe. The venom makes love to her veins. She feels euphoric within her sin. Her colors begin to fade into dark shades of gray. She's lost in a romance with the monster she brought out to play. It consumes her more day after day. By now she wants it gone, but it continues to stay. She has fed it for so long, it feels right at home. It's hard fighting for your soul against a devil so cold. Her grays have now turned to eerie blacks. Her body is still, she no longer reacts. All of a sudden, there is a knock on the door. A figure appears, and she is raised from the floor. She is now surrounded by a sensational light, one of courage that shouts for her to fight. The poison has her locked, but deep in her heart she holds the key. She is no longer bound by the walls of this prison. She found the strength to set herself free. With the willpower as her sword and the Lord as her armor, she won her exquisite colors back and vied them even harder. That's the first one.
Okay, so when you wrote this poem, I know, right? So when you wrote this poem, how long ago was it in? Was it during the time that you and your guy got together, or when you finished, like, going through that, or during the process of it?
It was actually after we both overcame it, and we actually both put a part in it. We both wrote it together, and I just see so many things on the internet now of people struggling with addiction, and I know how hard it was for me to come out of that, but when you come out of it, it is such a brighter place to be. And this poem really inspired both of us. After we wrote it, we was like, whoa, it kind of like brought us into our fields a little bit. So hopefully it could do the same for some other people out there.
Yes, that is the target goal. You know, other people need to hear that they're not the only one that's going through that.
Yes. I know lots of people suffer with that, and it's good to know that there is a silver lining, like you can't get out of it.
Yeah, I've seen.
True, true. That's true.
Okay,
okay,
so your next one is called?
It's called The Greatest Show, and Poetry Slam on Facebook had this thing, and they said, let's see how smart you are, and said, let's have an alphabetical poem. So you had to use each letter of the alphabet in it. And I love the circus. And I was like, the first thing I thought of was acrobatic cats. And ask me why, I don't know, but I did. So I started this poem based on some acrobatic cats. And it, my boyfriend, again, helped me finish the end of it. And it turned out pretty cool. So I hope you guys like it as much as we do.
All right.
This is called The Greatest Show. Acrobatic cats dance in black hats, bringing you joy with their synchronized taps. Cartoons and balloons are some of their entertainments. Dumbo and the Lion Tamer also have arrangements. Every seat in the tent is full. Funnel cakes and candy apples are sure to make you drool. Giraffes prancing in circles, entranced by lights of red, blues, and purples. High wires sway as the trapezes plays. Ice cream for all, we're having a ball. Jugglers on stilts, standing 12 feet tall. Kiss the pretty blonde at the booth with one ticket. Lions drinking lemonade out of a giant spigot. Magicians do tricks and hide white rabbits. Nylons and lace are both part of their habits. Oh, how many stunning attractions. People smiling in awe is the ultimate reaction. Quiet yourselves for the next death-defying act. Rumbles of the bike so loud it sends chills up your back. Slithering snakes bobbing and weaving about. Tight ropes strung high and too many tigers to count. Under the big top, there are so many amazing sights to see. Varieties of vivid colors, bright lights, and mystery. Walking out, we are all so sad to go. Xylophones play a melody as the fireworks explode. Yawns of tired parents ready to hit the road. Zip, zip, zip goes the tent, and that's the end of The Greatest Show.
Oh, that was dope. And you have used
Thank you. They said... We want you, let's see how smart you are. You have to write a poem using every letter of the alphabet. So I did, and what better way to write it than for the circus? And I have a 4-year-old little girl. She's about to be 4 in September. And I was like, this just made me happy, and it reminded me of my childhood, and it made her happy. So
I've never did that.
Well, yeah, it was quite solid.
That is really nice.
No way, like it.
Thank you.
Right,
I really appreciate
never did
it.
That.
I'm sorry.
I've never did that. Are you? You call on Fridays too, right?
Yes, I'll be wrapping.
She
on
will
Fridays.
Be calling tomorrow.
Okay.
Y'all make me so happy.
So, what do you like better? or rap?
Now, I love poetry. That's what I started out on, but I love to sing. I've been singing since I was 3. My daughter, she actually started this thing that she loved. But whenever I was young, about 3 years ago, I had a tragic accident with an ex, and something happened to my voice. But I started rapping about 8 years ago, so I was kind of doing the singing, rapping thing, and I incorporated my poetry, made them into raps, and I was like, this is awesome. This is an amazing thing. I can actually do it. And so when I lost my singing voice, I can still sing, but not as well. So I've really gotten into my rap, and it's just, I could not even fathom the things that I was writing at times because, like, I've listened to some incredible rappers, like, and of course, Tupac is one of my ultimate idols. Like, he's amazing.
Yes.
But
I love him.
I write a lot about my life and what people go through. And then there's some stuff, like, I write some murder rap, you know, and it's kind of dark and twisted, but it's fast and it's exciting and people want to hear it because it's like, it's a girl and she's blonde and she's doing what?
Yeah. So
yeah,
just to let you know, I hold you to a high standard simply because.
Thank you.
One, no problem. I asked you to freestyle and you did it without no hesitation. Two, because you are a female and you're white. So I was just having a lot of conversations this week. Like, man, I want to hear a lot of white female rappers. I don't know any. I just heard about one I listened to. She was pretty dope. And then now you're here, so I know what I heard. So I'm ready for the world and my co-host tomorrow to hear what I heard.
Oh, my God.
Do you want everybody to know that you're Caucasian, or do you want people just to guess?
No, I'm only saying that.
What'd you say?
No, I'm asking, would you prefer, would you prefer somebody to let, like, would you want people to know that you're Caucasian, or you want that to be a surprise?
It don't really matter to me, but I kind of like the surprise element, because when I first start rapping, people's like, hold on, is she white? And I'm like, yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I said this, even though I knew, I said the same thing when I heard you speak. I'm like, oh, shit, wait a minute.
I get a real deep undertone when I rap, and I don't know, some dark lyrical demon comes out.
Bring those same energy and these bars tomorrow. It's going to be a fun show.
Music is medicine for the soul, like, so it is everything to me. Like, it's a part of my life. If you took music away, you'd be taking a part of my heart away. Like, I would not be me anymore.
Pretty much. Here's poetry all in one.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you perform, like, in person, like, open mic nights and stuff like that?
I used to do a lot of that, and like I said, I had the tragic incident with my voice, but so I haven't done as much, and since I have my daughter, I haven't done a whole lot, but there was people that's like, why don't you get out of the state? Why don't you go do something with yourself? And I never got in touch with the right people or involved with, you know, the right people up higher up that could actually help me go somewhere. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll make a YouTube channel. Well, when you got a 3-year-old running around, it's really hard to, like, be on YouTube and then have her come up and scream in the middle of a rap. So
well, you can use that as, like, music too. Put her in the background screaming
and
make it like a story.
Before. And there's actually a song about her brother, and there's a song about her that I wrote. And whenever I have my kids around, I like to incorporate them in a lot that I do, so I can use that sometimes. And I do have one song online right now. It's on YouTube. My name used to be Baby Toy, T-O-I, and I was working with a guy named Freeze, and we have a song, We Just Came to Party. It has the most horrible beat you will ever hear. I made it when I was 18, but the rapping's not bad.
Okay, and what's your platform that you share all your stuff on, like your poetry, your music? You have, like, Instagram, you want to do a shout-out, or a Facebook page, or, you know, your YouTube channels and stuff?
I have a Facebook, and it's just Kaylin Stein. Like, my stage name is Kit Catastrophe, but my Facebook name is Kaylin Stein, and it says Kit Catastrophe right under it. But, yeah, I have a Facebook, and I hope to make a YouTube channel soon, so...
Okay, so most of your work is on there.
Yeah, most of my work is on SoundCloud or YouTube, but I'm going to make a new Facebook page and start promoting more of my music on Facebook and YouTube. So.
Okay. Okay. We definitely are here. Rally Rails.
My bad, I was in contact with others. My bad.
You are
great. I appreciate you calling in and fulfilling another spot. I definitely appreciate that. Again, everybody,
you guys let me
on
the
show. No problem. You're always welcome to come back. Again, everybody, she'll be on the show again tomorrow for Freestyle Friday from 10 to 11. Also, if we have, you know, me, myself, Genesis, and I got a few other people listening who are judges, if you so happen to win tonight, us as OG Radio are cash apping the winner $25,000. FYI.
Yes, $25. And another thing, too, I don't know which stage name you want me to use. Catherine, or which one do you want to use?
Kit Catastrophe. Cake Catastrophe. Well, Cake Catastrophe. Central Standard Time is it's like 9:20 here. So tomorrow
okay.
when you call in for Freestyle Friday, don't forget it's going to be an hour.
11 miles.
Like, yes.
Right.
It's going to
yeah.
be later.
Yeah, there you go.
So I just want people to realize that because a lot of people get confused with that. So I just be like, hey, this is the time because this is the Central Standard Time. All right.
Pretty
so
much.
Y'all
yeah,
know.
I had an artist who was supposed to. Yeah, I had an artist who was supposed to come on the show Tuesday, and she got the time for me.
Oh. But that's fine. We're here to correct. We're here to teach. What's up, Rail?
Inbox me tomorrow to confirm. Just inbox me tomorrow, and it'll be a great show tomorrow. And again, thank
okay.
you for calling in. Hopefully, if you know, hopefully you may have won. You never know. We got a couple bars coming on later, but just keep your fingers crossed.
I will.
Yes, we will text you or message you and let you know the Cash App. Ask you for your Cash App. Because we get Cash App.
Okay.
You.
So
you have Cash App, right?
No, but I download it.
Yeah, make sure you have it.
Well, if you got PayPal, I downloaded that as well. If you got PayPal. All
right, I need to download that
PayPal
anyway, so we'll do that.
Okay,
so
well, thanks
if
for calling
you're the winner,
in.
We'll definitely Cash App.
Like I said, thank you guys for having me again. It was awesome. I was a little nervous, but y'all made me feel really good, so I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Absolutely. I will be hearing you guys tomorrow.
All right. Have a good night.
You guys too.
You too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Really real.
Yo.
So.
What's up?
She is off the line. Who is the next person supposed to call in? You said at 9:30?
Sterling Reed. He was on the show. He was on the end of season 7. I don't know if
okay,
you remember
I remember him.
But,
he had the, yeah, the woman's
okay,
poem.
Yeah.
It was about black women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, how could I ever forget him?
He is a fan favorite, and he might be on the show every week. You never know. I know he's always looking forward to being on the show a lot. So if we have slots available past today, he might jump at that chance.
Okay, well, I do have an announcement. So if anybody is interested in poetry, there's an event that I will be featured on. You go to Eventbrite. Yeah, I know, right? Eventbrite. And purchase tickets there, $5. They're going to have a lot of poets, but they're going to have 3 features. And it's going to be an amazing night. So you got to go to Eventbrite. It's for August 19th, 2020. Just go check it out and see. It's on my page. It should be on the ADE page, I believe. I'm not sure. But I definitely know I've posted it a couple times on Genesis Silverman, and I am Genesis3YE'M, Genesis on Instagram. So if you guys want to check that out, you can. And, of course, every Thursday we have poetry night. If so you want to get on, please inbox me or Rail to get some slots in there. And also tonight they have Bar University is hosting open mic night, which I wish I would have had details earlier because then I could have promoted it a lot earlier today. But it's here in Illinois, Chicago, and what time did it start, Rail?
Yes.
You know what time it's
at? I've got the address.
It's from, I know they're live right now. That's all I know.
It's currently going on. So guys, we getting these things together because
yeah.
a lot of stuff just pops up last minute, or we get the information like really last minute. But we usually post
it
on either one of our pages.
So it's every Thursday from 7 to 11:30 p.m. 9628 South Harvard Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. Again, I'm not sure if it's every Thursday, but I know tonight it's hot or not open mic. But if you're out and about listening, if you want to do poetry or rap or whatever you want to do, it's open to the public. You can stop by, $2 entry. There's free giveaway, some drinks. It's a lot of talent. Shout out to Bard University TV. They always show me a whole lot of love when I'm on their show. How many?
Yes,
and we got 3 minutes to.
Yeah, and also,
I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say if guys is health conscious, it's outside. So not indoor. It's an outside event with plenty of air and plenty of space to do your social distancing. But that's all I have.
So I'm gonna do real quick. Everybody, play a quick track. Maya, Don't Fly.
I'm so high, I'm so high. Feels like I'm home, cause now that the sun and it shines, I'm but getting pretty fine. I'm so fly, I'm so high. Feels like I'm on cloud nine, got the sun and it shines, I'm looking pretty fine. Life is what you really make it. I put my best foot forward, cause I'ma take it. My heart keeps chasing, cause in my mind, can I really take it? But I got dedication. These broke niggas called really racing, trying to get in the bag, the government is tracing. Smoking weed that the niggas lacing. You niggas trying to get a shell, I'm engaging. So what you really chasing? Stupid thoughts in my mind, that is okay, that is fine. Problems, I got 99. I'm humble, I'ma let you shine, but don't be crying when I'm there, cause I'ma make it.
Yo, everybody, we are back. It's your boy Radio Rail and Genesis. We have our next poet on the line, and that was Maya Sofai. She is a very amazing artist and a very funny person. She's real life. Calls in on Friday sometimes to rap with us. She's very hilarious. So check her out. And without further ado, we have Sterling Reed. What's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? How you doing, Genesis? How you doing, Real? How y'all feeling?
We're good tonight. We're good. How are you?
Going good.
I'm tipsy now, but I'm good.
What?
I don't know. What, it's some 1800 margarita mix. I done had three cups already, and now I'm starting to feel it.
Don't even talk to me, because I currently can't even have a sip of nothing right now, okay? I don't even want to hear it happen at this time.
I have a few more for you.
Yeah, I got a beer myself too. It's my off day, so I'm definitely relaxing today.
I feel that.
You know what?
Tomorrow's
I'll
my
let
last
me in
day,
November.
Then I'm off on the weekend. In November, got you.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a few months
in November.
Yeah, I'm gonna come knocking at your door with a drink in hand.
Thank you. Actually, I'm gonna need something a little stronger than a drink. You know what I mean?
Okay, I mean, I got you.
Appreciate you.
Of course. But go ahead and get a backstory to your poems, bro.
Okay, for sure. So this piece is going to be entitled Elephant in the Room. And basically this piece is just more on the focusness of depression and dealing with like hard situations and just overcoming it with God and stuff like that. So lately, or in my life, I've dealt with a little bit of like minor depression and stuff like that. And so this is like my strength and my God and Jesus and stuff like that, and just reading the Word and just pretty much just letting people know that, you know, you're not out here alone, and to just continue to pray for it, and you'll overcome any fear that you come through.
Okay, I feel it.
All right, so this piece will be entitled Elephant in the Room. Here we go. Guys, listen. There's an elephant in my room, and it's wrecking my closet. Big and tall with a fucked up personality. It's stretching my clothes and then the heads to my room, ripping the sheets off the bed. From sleepless nights to late night Netflix binge, because I can't go to bed. What a dummy, clumsy. Never thought to touch pictures, achievements, memorabilia. Those are invincible. A piece to the jigsaw when life falls apart. You can always go back to start, where it all made sense. Just remember, labyrinths are meant to have endings. My little elephant in the room, masking your glory using popularity, showing your arrogance with brand labels, sour and sweet to my love language. You're a cute one at that, but I still have my faith. At a 90-degree angle, still getting the wrong answer, thinking too hard like geometry. Man, this shit's giving me a headache. Minor to the world, but it's my great depression. Built to close curtains, hiding others from the naked truth, so that maybe I'll grow to heal these wounds, share my words, speak my truth, then to cover them with meaningless clothes, not meant to last long. I'm opening the door, rolling the knob, with the strength of God by my side. Sometimes I'm scared. The door is barely moving and the hinge is already falling apart, screeching every time I make a move. Hence, this is why I'm trying to hide the monster in the room. But he sees and hears it all. God, I pray for this depression in our world and all of us. We live life stronger when our door is left open, sharing our love. I'm tired of hearing music speak to our souls, believing us empty. It's entertainment. I love EXO Tour. I vibe to Daniel Caesar. but I can hear as their life gets heavy. Instead of saying awesome album, we need to pray for it. Finish their sentences, help one another, kill the elephant in the room. Because we're humans, and we deserve more to this life than a struggle. So I open my arms, I let go. I hope he's proud of this man that I can be for him. I know without a shadow of a doubt, he will kill the elephant in the room.
That's what's up. I love the part where you said they got music, but it doesn't hear song or something like that. I felt that.
Thank you, appreciate that line.
Though.
I fucked with that poem heavy.
So this is your second time on the show. Of course, you got to shout out your Instagram name and everything that you put your poetry on your platform. You know, because everybody doesn't have a greatest memory, or maybe they just recently started listening to the show. So make sure you tell us again what's your Instagram name and your platform name.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Sterling Reed. My Instagram is stirfry, STER_FR5. So I put spoken word, poetry, food. I'm a chef, so I put all my food dishes and all that kind of stuff on there. I do a little bit of everything. When it comes down to poetry, I do romantic, I do all kind of different stuff. Just whatever comes to mind and whatever I see just around me and stuff like that. It definitely helps me and keeps me afloat in life and especially more importantly with God. And also Facebook, Sterling Reed. It's regular, Sterling Reed. And then Instagram is STER_FR5. So, yeah, that's my platform.
Okay, so what's the second poem you got?
All right. Yeah. So the second piece will be called Take It to the Grave and Let Love Enter the Brain. So in the past, about 4 years ago, I was married. I was married for about five or so
what?
Years.
Yeah. Not you. You was married.
I was.
We all was married.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm trying to figure out. So, yeah, after you're done with this poem, we're going to end you. Please share the details because I need to figure out where I went wrong. But let a sister know. Let me know something.
Yeah, most definitely. So this piece is mainly towards just keeping myself afloat when it comes to falling in love again in a way. And I guess it's got a little bit of me dating. It's kind of like it's got that little dating feel, like basically a start over process. So right now currently I'm currently in a relationship right now. So but this was the past when I was like kind of trying to deal with the hurts and the pains of the relationship and trying to overcome it and trying to move forward by dating and all of that kind of stuff and to just keep moving forward because you got to continue life. You know, you deserve to be happy at the end of the day.
That's true.
So this piece is called Take It to the Grave and Let Love Enter the Brain. I want to dig a hole, throw my old into the grave, bronze the shovel and polish my leftover remains. Listen to Neo Soul, knowing love's what I'm seeking to gain. Wear my heart on my sleeve, leaving air to breathe through my wounds and scars. It's a healing process, but I can never run from my past. My heart beats truth and never lacks passion. Mind, body, soul, I live for positivity. Lick my wounds and tell my tale. It tastes just like I'm proud of you. Nah, better than that. It tastes just like you made it through. Even better. It tastes just like what's next for you. This is my world, and I'll be damned if anyone wakes me up. I'm living life like a dream, and God owns rights to my cloud nine. I'm just a mere existence to his background, but he holds my true meaning to this utopia. I'm letting love into the brain, grab a woman by her heart, and tell her what she means to me. I look into her eyes, the reflection of the pupils feel like deja vu. Through all my trials and tribulations, I stand here next to you. What are the odds? I say to her, baby, before you can ever get to my heart, I want you to expose my brain, challenge my thoughts, give me wrinkle spots to my forehead. Make me see a king deserves the best out of life. Fool me with your smile and feed me with those lips until we go to retire. Where our thighs are wrapped tight around our waist, nails sliding down my spine. I'm lifting you up with our vibe. My life is now elevated, nowhere near our highest. I have our head pressure weak, ears popping. The way I'm entering, be prepared for wind turbulence as I'm landing my rocket. Slippery when wet, I'm leaving you throbbing. Hold you in the night, telling you this is my calling. And wake you up in the next morning. I'm a chef, cooking you grits and sausage. You see, this is how I'm coming. My love has no boundaries. I take my old to the grave so that she may be my possible, so that she may be my maybe, so that she may be a something. But I must warn you, my heart's been through some stitching, patched up and recovered from my last commitment. You are never a rebound. You are my therapy. Show me my worth and I promise I love you will be spoken with care, read to you slowly, showed to you with high abundance so that in the end you will realize the grave I dug down before will be the same man that polishes his world. Stick around for more because, baby, it's filled with amazing results.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. So
I know the lady's feeling that one.
Right. He always has the ladies feeling it. Like his last poem he had with black about a black woman. I'm thinking about that poem to this day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So you were married before.
Yes, I was together with her for about 5 years. I was married for about a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
I've been divorced for about 3 years. 3 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay. So yeah. Still kind of early. Still kind of fresh.
Yeah. So I think it's just. Just the main purpose is to just, you know, take your time with love. And I just feel like when it comes down to relationships and stuff, you know, continue your life at the same time, but also, you know, just take upon all of those learning experiences that you dealt with and stuff and all those trials and tribulations you dealt with in your marriage and divorce and all of that, and just take that and move forward and stuff. Me and my ex-wife were, you know, we're on good terms now and stuff like that. And I just think that it's just really good to just keep that positivity out of it. You know, you learn a lot of different things, and things aren't going to always be perfect, but you always should, you know, kind of learn from those experiences and just move forward. Just be as strong as possible because you got to be happy at the end of the day. Everybody needs their love. You feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand that. But a lot of people, they choose to fight for their relationships every day, but it has to be two people choosing, not just one. That's what I've come to realize during my journey, life, that it takes two people to actually have that happen. I think
true.
We... Yo.
Call has dropped.
Yes, it's called drop, and then another call came in. Hi, new caller.
Hi, this is Brittany Russell.
Hey, hold on, Brittany.
What's up, Brittany?
Hold on, Brittany.
We're going to finish up, wrap up with Sterling, and so just hold on 1 second.
Okay. Sterling?
Yeah, I'm
here. Sterling.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we disconnected. I don't know.
Okay, what were you saying now?
No, I think that was pretty much everything. I was just mainly just expressing that, like, you know, like you said it was, you know, it should be, both people should fight for for the relationship and stuff like that. You know, it should be mutual. It should never be one sided and stuff like that. And it's a lot of work. And I feel like, to me personally, I feel like it's a lot harder for our generation to get married because I just feel like, you know, our parents, I feel like they dealt with it a little bit better, and considering the experiences that they dealt with as their great grandfathers and great grandmothers and all of that kind of stuff, like they was married for years, and I feel like it's kind of just harder for us. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's just the social media aspect of it. I mean, back in the day, our grandparents didn't have all this social media and the next booty call waiting on the other line. If something didn't go right, they just had to stay, even though it was a such thing as the Papa was a Rolling Stone or, you know, whatever. I'm pretty sure people cheated and had that infidelity. But people have to choose to really work on relationships to truly be happy, and communication is definitely key for a lot of that. And some people they're not comfortable with expressing their love because they feel like maybe it's an embarrassment or it becomes uncomfortable for them, and they've never had to open up really to one particular person. And it's like a guardianship of their self. That's what I basically think it is for a lot of people, especially me.
Good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, what I was just thinking, are you going to continuously call in on Thursdays, or is this something that you want to do, Sterling, with the poetry night?
Yeah, so I'm definitely interested in doing every Thursday if I can. I work now, so I work at Wildfire Steakhouse out in Oak Brook. So yeah, so I because I was talking to Real the other day and stuff, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to try to see if I can throughout and stuff. So I'll definitely let you guys know on schedule-wise, but sometimes I don't have Thursdays off, but sometimes I do. So I probably, to give you your answer, I probably won't be able to do every Thursday, but I'll definitely keep you guys posted on my schedule and stuff for everything.
Okay, that's cool. And also know if you win tonight, for poetry, you get $25 Cash App or PayPal to you. But we'll let you know who won for the night, or we'll hit you up and be like, "Hey, you won! Yay!" You know.
Cool. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Anytime.
No problem.
Well, thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you again, Genesis. Thank you, Rail. Appreciate you guys.
No problem, bro. For sure, man.
All right.
No one.
Take care. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.
What's up, Brittany?
Brittany.
Hi. I'm doing great.
How's Jamaica treating you?
It's actually going okay. It's a bit, you know, too hot since lately. So yeah.
Oh, I just wish. Oh, God.
Those who don't know, Brittany is our very first winner of the Cash App from last week. She won.
Yay!
She's coming back to claim 25 points if she did.
I'm like, I wasn't thinking about 28. I was like, what week are we on? I'm sorry, I'm with time. Oh, everything's like running together because it seems like this month is just going by so fast already, and it's basically the middle of this month, and I'm just kind of like, wow, August is almost done. Our summer's over with. COVID like ate it up and spit it out. We don't, you know.
Yeah, it moved really fast. I'm surprised myself.
Yeah, it definitely has. So what two poems do you have for us tonight? And, of course, a backstory and your platform information, of course. Make sure everybody gets to listen to you.
Definitely. So I'll be performing two poems tonight. The first one is titled Shattered Menagerie, and the second is titled Generational Wealth. All right. So I wrote Shattered Menagerie late one night, about like after 1 a.m. when I was feeling down. All right, so it's mainly, I wrote it mainly for, like, you know, people that are struggling with anxiety or depression. You know, no matter how, like, good people may think you are or how great people may think you are, sometimes we are our worst critics. So, you know, we kind of judge ourselves too much and, you know, drown in self-loathing at times. So, yeah. Okay. All right. So here goes. It was after sunset. The smiles have faded. Everyone returned to their nest. The mirror told me that I was more broken than the rest. I am a shattered glass menagerie. My peace is drowned in my tears in the midnight when there's no one to see. The sun illuminates my darkness. The smiles returned again. I glued my pieces together and enjoyed the day with friends. But when the sun decides to hide its face and doors are shut, I heard a knock. My demons whispers, "You're not enough." Yeah, so that's Shattered Menagerie.
Okay, so
I like that.
You said menagerie?
Menagerie, like a figurine.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I was like, that concept, I've never, that's a good title, because I'm like, I didn't know exactly what it was.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm
a little slow. Menagerie.
Yeah, okay. And you wrote that because of depression, or you have anxiety?
Yeah. Back in high school, in the working world, I was really struggling with anxiety. So it really caused panic attacks and stuff. So, you know, I was sitting up one night, and, you know, those memories are flashing back. So, you know, I just started writing about it. But I don't really struggle with it anymore. It's just the memories that were, you know, just overwhelming my mind at that point in time. So I wrote it. And also for, like, people that are struggling with addiction or, you know, stuff like those.
Yeah.
They feel like oftentimes that they're not enough and, you know, they're struggling with demons. I just want them to know that they're enough and, you know, I hear them and I feel their pain. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, I feel that one. So what's the next one you have that you want to perform last night?
All right. So the next one is Generational Wealth. I was on the other show, Rhythm and Rhyme, on TOKOVL Radio in St. Louis, Missouri. So the radio host asked me, you know, to see if I can write something new, like, you know, something that most poets don't really write about. So we came up together with Generational Wealth. Yeah, it was
okay.
Actually Patrice Hawthorne's Rhythm and Rhyme show. All right.
Okay.
So the goal is to own assets, lands, buy back my neighborhood and build a brand, to invest in stocks and bonds, to correct where my previous generation went wrong. The goal is to build good health and generate wealth. Seek knowledge from bookshelves, invest in ourselves. Generational wealth is the new win. We are not where we've been. We have immense access to resources. Please take advantage of useful courses. Although 400 years had been taken from us, and many great ones returned to dust, we can achieve tremendous prosperity if we invest and teach about financial literacy.
Okay,
yep.
I'm good. I like that one. I really like that one.
Yeah,
I really
so
actually like that one. That one's really good. That talks about a lot of things that the African Americans or minorities, period, are not taught at a young age because we guess you never have that opportunity.
I got a big smile on my face.
Yeah, I totally understand. I just wanted to tell a story, you know, and just giving our people, you know, the different elements of generational wealth and how they can achieve it. I just don't want to, like, just write poetry for writing's sake. I want to tell a story. I want to impact people's lives.
So you don't do poetry just for yourself.
Okay.
You do it for everybody.
Yeah. I'm also a part of a poetry group in UK since recently. Yeah, so as I mentioned previously last week that I used to do open mics, I used to like write for concerts at my school. I used to just write a poem or a song to perform at lunchtime concerts at my school. So, you know, it's always been a part of me since childhood. And also, even in my downtimes where I don't feel like, you know, really doing poetry on a large scale, I write to my nieces and nephews. So I'm just always doing poetry.
Okay.
Well, that's nice. I liked that one. That was very educational for people that don't know. And maybe they go look at some of the stuff that you was talking about. You know, go look it up.
Yeah.
And like, oh, okay, that's what she was talking about. Some people don't know. They're just like, oh, what does that mean?
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely
on YouTube.
Correct.
It's on YouTube as well, so anyone can key in generational wealth or be expressive soul. So it will take them to my channel.
Okay.
Probably more than likely to subscribe tonight. I definitely love how you motion into your poem. I feel like everybody should bring that type of energy into their poem.
Yeah.
Anybody could read a poem and it just like would sound like you're reading, you know, in school, but you know, when you put emotions behind it, you bring it to life. I appreciate the fact that you did that.
Exactly. So I also came from a broken family, a broken home. So, you know, it's like a personal experience for me because I'm also an entrepreneur. Yeah, so I like to actually own things. Even though I'm 23, I think above my age.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Smiling hard. That's all. Go ahead.
Okay, so go ahead, Brittany. What were you saying?
Yeah, so because I came from a broken family, I just have this drive in me that I'm not my brokenness. I'm not where I'm from. I am the change that I need to see. So this poem is like a personal experience for me because I mentioned in the last stanza that although 400 years had been taken from us, and many great ones return to dust, we can achieve tremendous prosperity no matter what the circumstances. We can achieve it if we really want it. Because even though we were in slavery, there are still black people that is making it. So what's stopping us? We're not our brokenness. You know, we should definitely put our minds to what we want and we can definitely accomplish it in life.
That is true. When you say broken home, do you say like because your father and mother was not in the same household when they raised you, or
other circumstances? Yeah, to be honest, my sorry about that. My mom was mentally ill before I was born. So I was raised by my aunt.
Okay.
I met my dad at 7 years old.
Okay. Well, yeah, mental illness is definitely a disease, and people can't help it, and there's medication and things for those things. I am well aware of mental illness. It's sad when it touches people's homes, but there's always a way to get through
that.
It. It's always a way.
Pre-marriage, so I definitely know how that chick does.
Yeah, definitely is.
But
that really well.
As always, I appreciate you called in for a second week to increase your chances of winning another football. So appreciate you calling in and sharing those beautiful, lovely poems.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, peace and love. Ooh, day to day to
definitely
day.
Have a good night. You want back on and just reach out to one of us, and we'll find a slot for you.
All right, definitely. Take care.
All right. Good night. Man, back to back, straight deep on the poetry. My goodness.
Yeah, tonight's been pretty interesting. There's been a lot of talent on the show tonight. This is going to be a little difficult to try to figure out who's the winner. Do you have somebody in mind already, Relly Rail?
I'm just like last week, I'm on a fence between two. One of my friend of mine, she already gave me her hand down vote already, so I'll share that later. We got any other poets for tonight?
Actually, we were supposed to, but so let me say this announcement on the show, okay? You guys are listening. I usually, when I send out the slots, I always state at the end of this, whatever I say is Central Standard Time, CST, meaning it's going to be Central Standard Time, like the Midwest, Chicago. So whatever time it is in Illinois, that's the time that the show is going to start. So if it's 9 p.m. here when the show starts, if you're somewhere across Georgia, that means it's going to be 10 p.m. because they're an hour ahead of us. If it's in Jamaica, that's the same time. You know, you guys have to go on Google or wherever y'all find your information and just say, hey, what time does this start? Because a lot of people get confused about it, and I try to be as simple as possible, and I can't tell everybody the exact time because people are calling all over the world. Like I think a couple weeks ago we had a whole bunch of people calling from in New York. Then today we had somebody calling in from Pennsylvania. Then we have some people calling in from Georgia. Then we got some people calling in from India. Like, there's so many different people. So I can't just figure that out. Usually I ask where you're from is when you get on that show or whatever. But, yeah, just pay attention to the Central Standard Time, and we'll be all good. Don't have to worry about that.
Right.
And also, if you don't want your slot, let us know ahead of time. But, no. To your question, Relly Rails, no, we don't have any other poets calling in for tonight. We can do some announcements. And I actually don't have anybody either. So if you want to get on, please inbox Rail at his, what is your name again? I hope at this time, because you have, seven pages.
I'm only using one. Inbox me on
today.
Facebook at Terrell Redmond.
If you don't have Facebook and you got just IG, go to my Radio Rail page. It's Radio Rail 21. Shoot me a DM. Or what they say, what the youngest say, slide in my DM.
You might slide in your DM.
Slide any type of way. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, slide in my DM. Don't mind me. So hopefully. The next 2 minutes, somebody call in or whatever. If not,
I'm not a rapper.
I'm just saying.
I'm not lying. I'm not a rapper under any circumstances. Never have. Never even tried it. I think I did like in seventh grade. We had like a little, and I still remember the little rap. And it went like, first you
wow.
say you love me, now you say you don't. Get your story straight or get your big bump, because I'm getting tired of who caught the hump. Mama always said don't take nobody's junk. If you don't love me, hit the curb, and I can find another man to rock my world. You better believe it before you receive it.
Wow.
My crew will come after you. Peace. That was like in seventh grade. We was like sitting there trying to make our own little
wow.
raps and stuff, but...
I'm
I can
so
rap a lot of Tupac
songs. You remember
songs.
That. Oh
I
my
know,
God.
Right? That was like years, years ago. And we were just sitting
hilarious.
There, like, making little raps. Yeah, that was crazy. But I'm definitely just a poet. And a lot of times, I don't even remember my own poetry by heart. I used to have to, like, read it. Because I always get so... uncomfortable that I'm going to, like, miss a word, and I want people to feel every word that I wrote, so I don't want to miss anything, so that's why I still read it a lot of the times, but eventually I get to the point where it's just muscle memory and I remember it. But you guys want to come on the show, Rail gave you his information. My information is 3, like the number 3, YEM _ Genesis, GENESIS on Instagram, so you can hit me up on there, or you can hit me up on Genesis Silverman on Facebook. I do have a YouTube channel, but it's like I Am Genesis Performance, so the same spelling. I haven't been on there in such a long time, but I usually post a lot of my poetry videos for open mic nights and hosting shows and things like that, but I need to do better by logging in and posting on this. I can get some more subscribers because I currently really only have like 10, maybe 12, and I think I'm being a little generous to myself, but that's that.
Hey, also for radio, we have a radio page. So on Facebook, type in all the everyday. It's our radio page, it's a vision we have. We're currently working on the come true. This thing we want down the road, which is to create magazine, sort of like the Jet magazine and stuff like that back in the day. We're trying to become a magazine company as well, where we broadcast and showcase underground artists, not just rappers and singers, but poets, anybody who paints, skateboarders,
basketball players
throughout the Chicagoland, basketball players, volleyball, just everything. So. Called up everything. So it started with a vision. We're still got to work on in it, though. I feel like there's a page I can't think of right now. So follow the link to blogtalk.com/MrAKDM. And then follow there as well. OG Radio is also on Apple Podcasts. So if you can't make it live, if you're having trouble with the
I found that out. I've been telling everybody about it. I know a lot of people use the Apple Podcast. So definitely utilize that. I can see who follows us on Apple as well. And I also want to add that this liquor is good. I just want to throw that out there.
Whatever. Nobody cares.
Don't hate.
I am. I'm just gonna tell you I am. It's gonna happen.
After all of that stuff, anyway.
And yes, well, you're doing it.
See what happened was, right?
And
then, I'm already don't want to slip past 85, right? Speeding up the process, that's all.
I don't want to determine how far you want to live. Like, what kind of mess is that?
I don't, because what's the point? Like, what's the point where I can't wipe my own ass. I'm in a wheelchair.
Who
says
at
85
you're not going to be able to wipe your own ass? Because my grandfather, he is 2 years old, and he's still able to wipe his own ass. He still lives by himself. So.
How old is he?
82.
See, that's great. That's 82. But at 85, kill me. At 85, I should have been able to see everything I need to see, done everything that I need to do. I'm ready to meet
you
my
know, you haven't
anymore.
Seen 99. You haven't seen 100. So you haven't seen everything. You haven't seen every number in the book.
That's too long. I don't want to.
Technically.
That's too long to be on this earth.
And that just because you said
that's
it's too
long,
your ass probably going to live to 102. Just because you're talking shit
pretty
right
much.
Now. He's going to like, I got something for you.
God don't.
I guess.
Yeah, he'll punish me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to live to about 120.
Yeah, we can have flying cars by then.
I ain't gonna be able to drive. So what's the point?
You don't know what you're gonna be able to drive. They might have cars that fly themselves, and you just put in your destination and sit in the car.
Hell
no,
that's just like the Teslas that you can drive on its own, but yet it's the leading car.
It's a couple cars that can drive on their own.
Well, now, when they get it, they're the leading cars.
You don't have to be able to drive. You just need to be able to type in the GPS and then see where you want. Very convenient for elderly.
Check with my car.
Well, that's your life story. I don't agree with that one, but if that's how you want to be, then that's fine. But I'm pretty sure you'll have great grandchildren and everything by then.
And they don't have enough time with me for 20, 30 years. So whenever the hell my kids decide to have kids, they're going to have a lot of time with me. But at 85, canceled by Christmas. I live,
okay.
And I wake up, and I'm 86 years old. I'm going to be really crabby and angry for the rest of my life until the day I leave this earth.
That's not a way to live.
Because at that age, I should have accomplished everything that I should have accomplished already. I'm almost there already. The only thing I want to
do. You remember
the
Golden Girls, how old they were? The Golden Girls on that show, they were very old. And they still were doing TV shows and everything.
See, the hell with that. I'm going to have false-ass teeth. I ain't ready to eat everything that I used to eat that I am now. I can't freak no more. If I take the Viagra, it's probably going to kill me.
Well, look at Bill Cosby. He's in
drive.
His 80s, and he's never experienced jail, but he's in there.
We don't know what he experienced in his lifetime, but,
not jail.
He's dying in jail. Hell,
he's 90 yet.
Fuck all that. I've been to jail already. Only thing I want to do is
go to New Amsterdam. That is the only place I want to travel to. I don't care about Jamaica. I don't care about Puerto Rico. None of that. I want to travel to New Amsterdam. After
so you don't
that,
care about
I,
Paris, France,
nope,
Australia,
don't,
Japan,
they don't even
Tokyo.
Like Americans anyway. No.
We're not worried about who they like. We're worried about going sightseeing.
There's nothing I want to see. I don't care about the damn Eiffel Tower. That ain't shit I want to see.
Okay,
well,
well, what about
place,
Africa?
The only thing I want to look at is art museum. Hell no. I don't want to go to Africa.
Egypt.
It's depressing. I know there's rich parts there and there's also poor parts. Fuck that. Egypt, nah. Too fucking hot. Australia, no, because they have spiders the size of a damn motorcycle.
What
so,
about Thailand?
I'm going nowhere near China. They didn't already try to kill us once, twice, so I'm cool.
I said Thailand.
Same shit to me. They all in the Asian, what do you call it?
Yeah, you've been drinking. Yeah, you've been drinking.
No, I really don't want to go nowhere besides New Amsterdam. I don't know why. I know why I want to go. But that's a place I've always wanted to visit my entire life. I've already visited just about all of the United States.
Okay, well, we still got to determine tonight, really, Rails. Who is the winner?
Oh, we will.
For tonight's poetry.
We do.
So have you thought about who?
We
can always end it earlier, play some tracks. You know how that works. I'm just...
Fact.
Don't tell our secrets.
So, his vote is hands down, she voted for Sterling.
Who voted for Sterling?
Sterling. Voted for Sterling.
I said, who are these people?
People?
I haven't heard these. Oh, okay.
The one voted for Sterling. Another homegirl voted for Brittany. One of my homies voted for another friend of mine voted for Sterling. So it's 2-2.
Okay.
It was really, really tough. Between Sterling and Brittany. I'm getting
and they
my
sent you messages
Sterling.
Saying that they will.
Yeah, I'm texting them.
Okay, so they were listening. I need to tell people to listen too so they can do it.
I got my fans out here, you know? So, you know. But I gave mine to Sterling. Because of his second poem. That second poem put him up there. The first one was, you know, I like it because he talked about depression. But that second poem of his, that shit, I don't care who went after him. I don't think nothing was touching it. Even though Brittany brought some straight fire.
I like
Brittany's
second
poem
today. I like her second one.
Yes, she dropped, She definitely dropped some knowledge. But I think Sterling definitely came up on top. So that's 3-2. You could
then
either.
The Caucasian lady who, I don't know her name. I want to call her stage name, but I can never get it right. So I call her Catherine. It's not Catherine.
Kid Catastrophe. Now, I love her poem. I just feel like she should, the same energy that she brings to rapping or singing, she should have brought to the poet. If she would have gave it life to that second one about the circus, I was visualizing everything, but she didn't, like, give it life by putting energy into it. She just like read it off, you know, reading off a paper, like she was in school. But if she would have gave it a life, I believe she would have got it. But nonetheless, her poem exceptionally very well.
Yeah, she needs a little bit more confidence. She said she was nervous, so.
And
okay.
I couldn't really tell. I couldn't really tell. Did a good job of hiding it.
She said she was nervous. Maybe that had something to do with it. But yeah, I like Sterling too. So yeah, I would say Sterling is the winner for tonight.
Okay, so I will definitely let him go right now, and I will get his cash out. Sterling, shout out to you for tonight's winner. Brittany, shout out to you. Pete Catastrophe, shout out to you. And definitely tomorrow, she will be on our show tomorrow from 10 to 11. What's our time? 2?
You said from what time? 10 to 11. So she has to call in at 11. Does she have like a time slot? Or no, she's calling any time?
She called. There's no time slot. She call in from. She's still on the show from beginning to the end.
Okay.
Yeah. Our artists.
Yeah.
We try to do one artist per show. However, we had several artists call in, and we just had a whole cipher. A few months ago, I had Tess Sheen to Blue Dove came in. Shout out to Tess Sheen. Shout out to that whole camp. They called in, and then a lot of people from his camp called in. It was a great night that night. Normally, we try one artist because we have artists send us several tracks that we talk about. The chat team, what they got going for themselves, music wise.
We don't.
So tune in tomorrow from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. with me and B Trey and Kit Catastrophe. I'm ready for y'all to hear the damn bar she got. Man, she's good job to do.
Yeah, I'm definitely have to tune in tomorrow because, I need to hear these bars you keep talking about. You keep gloating about these bars.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna send you the freestyle shit.
Okay.
So
you can't play it on here tonight?
No, she didn't. She didn't have any track, so she sent a real quick audio to Messenger.
Okay.
But
you hear that, guy?
That said,
you can send it through Messenger to Really Real.
No. If you have a track, MP3 file, WAV file, send it to my email, Dilla, D-I-L-L-A, 2811@gmail.com. Send it through there, and we'll play it on our show. If you don't have track, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But if you just want to drop a random freestyle, then yeah, you could, you know, for me to know how you sound, send it to my inbox. But other than that, if you got a track, send it. But with that being said, everybody, this has concluded our show. Shout out again to Sterling for winning. There's no more announcements for me. I appreciate all the poets tonight. Everybody be courteous, be kind, have a blessed night. What, anything for the world, Genesis?
Always wash your fucking hands, remember?
Hey, wash your fucking hands.
Yeah, that's about it. I ain't got nothing else. Just hit us up if you want to do any. We don't have any slots filled for next week. So if you're interested, please hit us up. Let us know.
Alright, so with that being said, I'm going to play us out. It's called Give Your Love to Me by John Day. Good night, everybody.
Okay. Night, night. Thank you.
nothing to fear. I will confess that I want that from the bottom of my heart. It's so clear, it's so clear. I don't talk it, baby, I walk it. I'ma show you how I feel, girl, I want it. Girl, come closer to me, just follow my lead. And then you will see why you should give your love to me, give your love to me,
give your love to me,
give your love to me,
give your love to me,
give your love to me,
give your love to me,
give your love to me.
You should give your love to me,
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 give your love to me.
Your lips,
I miss. Dreaming of those days, reminisce. I get so weak from your kiss. Cupid's got me, I can't resist.
I can't resist.
I don't talk, baby, I walk. I'ma show you how I feel, girl, I want it. Girl, come closer to me, just follow my lead. And then you will see why you should give your love to me,
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 give your love to me.
You should give your love to me.
The touching is something amazing, it's something to think about. When you're not around me, it kills me so softly. I'm trying to figure out what you have done to me. I appreciate you loving me, oh.